Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. Hey guys, before we continue, I would like to introduce you to the 7-Day CRE Challenge, which will introduce you to commercial real estate and will show you that anyone can do this. Also, I have the free cheat sheet for commercial real estate with the 6 best secrets for commercial real estate. You can download it free. Just click below or above, wherever it is, and get it. Let's continue. Hey guys, how are you? This is Ishai Breslauer, your host of the CRE Shark Eye Show. I hope you guys are doing fantastic. Thursday, we try to go mellow a little bit, even though sometimes I have great guests and I try to bring them. It falls on Thursday and we get into the details, but Thursdays are many, many times dedicated for a little bit more of a lighter type of a show. And today, what I want to talk about is the difference between commercial real estate careers versus commercial real estate investing careers. Because sometimes I talk about this and someone asked me, what do you mean when you say careers or investing careers? What is that? What's the difference between those two? And I owe you an explanation. I want to tell you what it is. So let's start with the aspect of an investing career, which is more simple. That's what everybody talks about nowadays. That's what everyone is referring to when we talk about commercial real estate investing careers. That's what they want to know. They want to invest. They want to get into the world of investing when it comes to commercial real estate. So what do they do? It doesn't matter what type of a profession the person has. It could be you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're an accountant, you are a shoemaker, you work in Walmart, you work anywhere you want to work. You are an advertiser. It doesn't matter what career you have, but you want to do something with your money. You want to get your money to work for you. That's an investing career. And there's a huge, huge difference between the two, and I'll explain. The investing career is, again, the person who wants to get their money to work for themselves. The one thing that is important for them is to be educated. They need to be educated in order for them to be able to enter the world of investing. And if it's commercial real estate that they want, and they want to grow their investments in that field, they have to be educated in that field. They have to know commercial real estate. However, and that is a huge however, they don't have to be experts. They have to know how to find the deals in a pretty basic way if they want to lead the deals and get really heavy and down to the details of the ownership. That's one thing. But it's highly recommended for people who are professionals, who have a job or are busy. And life is hectic, guys. And you know it. Life is hectic. And in that case, I would strongly suggest to educate yourself as a passive investor. I'm going to repeat that. You have to educate yourself as a passive investor, not an active leading entrepreneur or a sponsor, as we call it in the commercial real estate, or a general partner. You have to take the side of the limited partnership. You have to learn what it means to be a limited partner versus a general partner. That is not something I'm going to do here and now. But in general, the general explanation is that the general partner, the sponsor, is the hancho who rides the deal. There's a person, let's say it's a multifamily deal, is a person who connects to the brokers to find him or her the deal, to find that property, to find that asset, to actually work really hard on that asset and to find a way how to reposition it, to do the whole acquisition process, the full due diligence, to get all the team together, if it's attorneys, if it's anyone, bankers, financiers, mortgage brokers, and the person has to sign the loan, a lot of stuff. I'm not going to get into everything today. But that's the general partner. That's the person who runs the show. The passive investor, the person who is wanting to develop his investing career, that person is not expected to go and sign a loan. Because if you sign a loan, you need to be responsible for the loan. You have to guarantee the loan in some way. There are all kind of loans. I'm not going to get into it again right now, but you have to understand that you don't have to do that. Because if you're a passive investor, you have to know how to find the person who finds the deals, the person who knows how to run deals, the person who has the right track record and knows how to get things done. That is very important. It's a huge distinction, and you have to know how to make that distinction. You have to know how to make the difference, how to identify the right person to work with, the right partner. It's a long-term relationship. But if you, and what I highly recommend for those passive people, is not just throw the money on someone and say, hey, take my money and so on. You have to educate yourself to an extent that you will know what to check about that person, about his business or her business, about what their track record is, about the asset class, and know enough to know that you are interested in that deal. Know enough of the numbers that you know what to look for. You won't have to know everything top to bottom, but you will have to know a pretty significant amount of stuff to a certain extent in order to develop yourself in that direction. And my idea, and I always, always recommend this, is to be a passive. If you want to have an investing career and not just being an investor who just throws the money somewhere and someone else does it for him, it's never a good idea. But to be someone who is actually leading it in a way, I'm leading my money, but I can't lead the deal. What I say is when you do that, you be a passive, active investor. What does that mean? Being a passive, active investor. Being passive active means that you're still the passive investor. You're not signing the loan. You don't have to run the management. You don't have to find the management company. You don't have to go and do the renovation or hire all the people, the construction, meaning run the whole development show or the redevelopment or the refi. You have to go. You don't have to do all that. But you have to be very involved in understanding what is being done there. The passive investor could be passive. That means, here, take my money. I understand this is the deal. That's what I'm making. Goodbye. And not talk about it and not being involved in any aspect at all until the end of the investment. Meaning that means it could be 2 years, 3 years, usually 5 years, sometimes 7 years, just to get reports and goodbye. I don't recommend it. Why? Because you don't learn enough in order to grow your investing career. It's very important that you will know that you want to grow your investing career and get to a point where you are professional enough and you can check those people who do these things for you. That is really, really crucial and important. Being a passive, active investor. In my courses, I speak about this in length, and this is really crucial and important. Being a passive, active investor, and that is as per the investing career. You have to learn, you have to know the numbers, you have to understand how to look at performance to a certain extent. Again, there's certain things you don't have to know, and there's certain things you do have to know. You have to understand your role as an LP, as a limited partner. You have to understand the deal to an extent of what is being done for you, so you need to check that person who's running the show. Enough said about the investing career. Now let's move a little bit and shift gears and talk about a commercial real estate career, CRE career. What is that? CRE career is what it sounds. Is a person who is out of college. It could be in any age. I did it in the age of 36, okay? But I changed careers and I went to commercial real estate or to real estate and then to commercial real estate. But CRE career is a commercial real estate career, just like you become an accountant or you become an advertiser, or you become a graphic designer, or become a lawyer. Doesn't matter what you are. That is your career. That is your thing. You become a programmer. Your career will be commercial real estate, and that is your career. In that case, you want to go into this world. Maybe your end goal, you're like in the end of the road, could be in a year or two or three or four or 10, doesn't matter, is to be a developer, a real estate developer that has an office has people, hires, builds, and stuff like that. Or you want to be a landlord, you want to be an owner, you want to be an operator and own a lot of commercial real estate. It could be a multifamily, could be a retail guy, you could be an industrial type of guy, it could be anything you want to be, but you are excited about being an owner. You want to be on the top of the chain. You want to be that guy. There's also an ability to make a career and be almost that guy, to be right below that guy. And that's me. That's what I was. A CEO of a company that is owned by someone, but have some equity in it, run the show, understand how to create teams and to develop a career and have the passion for real estate because you love it, because you want to do this. But you don't really have to go all the way up to be a CEO. So many times you get enough satisfaction by being an asset management person, a project, a developer, the right-hand man of the developer, right? Or you can go into the details of project management, or you can be in property management. The asset management is the higher level. Again, I'm not getting into all these things right now. You could also go into being in acquisitions, which is the most desired type of job, and you learn the most in that position. But many times it's very hard. A lot of people say, oh, that's an entry job. It's not an entry job. It's an entry job if you know enough to get that entry job. You have to learn a lot in order to be able to be in that position to become an analyst. It's not so easy. So therefore, I always recommend to come in as a property manager. Everybody needs a property manager. Everybody needs in their team someone who works for very little and runs around and gives all they got and runs between the properties. That's a hard job. That's a tough job, but it's a very valuable job and you learn tons. I know a lot of people who started like that and eventually became owners and they have management companies and ownerships and properties and they are landlords. They started that way, okay? So that is highly recommended, you know, to go into that route and to start a career. But that is a career that you wake up in the morning, you're not an accountant, you're not a lawyer, you're not doing something else. That's what you do. You do real estate. You do real estate. You wake up in the morning and you go to the office of wherever you work for and you do property management. You could be an expediter, the guy who works for the developer. Let's say development is your thing, but you can't become a developer in day one. So you take a course, you educate yourself in a way that you can actually go and start tomorrow. And after a course that you've made, you start and you go and you find a job. And you become an expediter is the person who runs between places, makes sure that the permit goes to that attorney and this goes to this and this goes to that. Make sure that the municipality gets the right papers. You run around a little bit, but it's really important because you, from all this running around, you will get the knowledge and experience. That's not an investing career. That is a CRE, commercial real estate career. That is the real thing. Huge difference. As long as you understand the difference and you understand where you are, if you're a person that has a job and you want to start your investing career and slowly shift your day job, your W-2, and become more of a passive investor, again, passive active investor that has a lot of portfolio and the money works for you, and you retire yourself from your job, that's, again, an investing career. A real career is more for the younger folks. It could be also for the older folks. I did it in an older age. But let's say your passion, your daily passion is real estate, and you want to do it on a large level. It's not single family homes. It's not duplexes. You want to do buildings, but you can't on your own. So you go and you educate yourself in a basic way to get an entry job in a place that does those exciting things. And that will give you that step up. That will give you that ability to go and grow and being able to be something that is significant in this field, in this business that is called commercial real estate. I hope that is clear. There's a huge difference. There's a huge difference between the two. Who are typically the people who are after an investing career? Everybody. Everyone could go after an investing career. Again, those people who want to try to retire, to quit their job, their W-2, and go and become investors, could be boomers, could be baby boomers, could be the people who are in their older age, they have some money, and they want to start something new. I'll give you an example. I know a lot of people who have retired. They retired. They're done with their job. They worked for many, many years, and they retired at the age of 65, which is too early, in my opinion, to be retired, but they have retired. That's it. That's the case. That's their situation. That's where they are in life. So they came to a decision that since they have a little money, not too much, but they have some money, they want to do something with it. They want to do something useful with their money, and they want to create a future for their children, for themselves, at least for the next few years that they're alive. It could be 30 years. That's a long time. And they want to create for themselves certain wealth and ability to enjoy life. And they also want to create something that will give them a purpose. They want to wake up in the morning and know that they're doing something useful with themselves, for their children, for their families, and something interesting. So it could be in any age. Investing career could start in any age. I had a session on, what do you call the new app? I forgot already. It's like on the tip of my tongue. One second, let me look. I'm like, I don't know why. I guess I'm too tired today. Clubhouse. Oh my gosh. I don't know what's happening to me today. I was on Clubhouse and a lady jumped on the call and spoke to me and she asked me a question. And she asked me a question about her house that she bought. And she did it because she wanted to take action, but she did it in a way that was not that smooth. That was not that, I would say, I don't want to call it smart because she sounded like a very smart lady. It wasn't experienced. That's the word. It wasn't an experienced way. But when she did it, she didn't take into consideration so many things. And when I started naming the issues, all of a sudden she saw the gap of the knowledge base that she needs to have and she doesn't, that she all of a sudden said to herself, that was an aha moment for her, that she said, I need to know so much and I don't. And it's not a problem because you always can, you can teach yourself. And Brian Tracy, one of the greatest coaches in my opinion, says, every skill is learnable. Every skill is learnable. He says it many times in his tapes. Every skill is learnable. Nothing stays away between you and do something. And also in the Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill talks about it, that you have to have the desire and the willingness and all these beautiful things. Then you have to write down your goals and all that stuff. But when it comes to skills, when it comes to learn skills, all you have to do is just learn skills. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. Did you study how to drive? Are you guys who are listening to me driving? Is it an automatic process for you today? Yes, it is. You get into the car, you're not even thinking about it, and you're driving miles and miles and miles. Think about when you were so young and you were learning how to drive, what type of thing it was. You were so young and excited about driving that it was not even an issue for you because you knew that everybody does it and you have to do it. But that's a thing. It's a thing to learn. You have to learn the theory, to learn the culture, how it goes in every country, in every state, whatever it is, you know, and then you have to understand how to drive and you have to train on it and you take driving lessons. Think about it. They have to do it today. It's not fun. You wouldn't enjoy it. It's a pain. But when you're young, you know, you have to do it because everybody does it. It's a cultural thing. It's in your brain. It's inside you. Think of any profession or any goal that you want to acquire as an investor. Don't take it as something that you don't have to be a big honcho in the first day. As an investor, again, I told you, passive active. You have to know certain things, not everything. Educate yourself, and it's not hard. One day at a time, one thing at a time, and you get there. But you have to know certain things. You have to know your numbers. You have to understand the area. You have to understand how to do market research. You have to understand what the acquisition process is. You have to understand what the management process is. And if there's a renovation, you have to understand what that takes. How does it work? What are the teams that are required? Et cetera, et cetera. How to look at the investment as a whole. And how am I making money in the end of the day from this whole process? And there are too many unknowns in the process. And no matter what you do, you will have surprises. You have to know what you're doing. In order to be able to know what you're doing and to be able to understand what it is, you have to prepare yourself properly. On the other hand, analysis paralysis is not, it's not the solution. Sit at home and not do anything and educate yourself to death without taking any action ever, that is also a bad idea. And that's why a commercial real estate career could be a solution for you. Because if you don't have the capital, you don't have the ability, you're not comfortable with syndicating for yourself, you're not in the position, or you have a family, and you can't just ditch everything and go start in, you know, a whole game of investing in a heavy way, and you want to be all in. A job could be a great thing for you. If you manage to go and work for a corporation and start from scratch, and you can survive on the minimum, whatever they give you, in order to be a property management person and to help out or to be an expediter, what I said, in order to move up in the ranks to be an asset management or analyst, to be an acquisition person, and then go up in the ranks, you learn so much from all these actions. I know some people who actually came from the world of professional, the professional side of commercial real estate. They worked for companies and they have done a good job and they have gained much experience and many connections. And when they came out and opened their own business, they were already cooked well. Why? Because they gained the education that they taught themselves, as well as the experience that they acquired in the companies they worked for. So some of them stay there and they do very well and they get equity in the company and in the properties many times. And some of them want to leave at a certain point and do. And everything works. It all works. It all works out. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you know what you want and you know what your goals are. And you understand now what's the difference between a CRE career and the CRE investing career. You guys have a beautiful weekend. Take care of yourselves. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.